Okay, so stress is a completely normal part of life. It can help us grow, or it can also cause significant problems. However, most people usually correlate stress as something terrible and something that's just completely detrimental to their health. But during this podcast segment, I'll be talking about why a certain amount of stress can be all right, but more importantly, different ways and strategies to deal with the stress and manage it. Because prolonged and unmanageable stress can be completely damaging to someone's mental health. So I'm James, and in this little segment, I'll be talking about how I used to get a little bit stressed out about public speaking, specifically one incident last year where I had to do a public speech for my Eagle Scout presentation in front of 300 people. And it was only about a 3-minute speech, and I definitely got stressed out about it. So I'll be talking about different strategies and methods I personally used to be more comfortable with public speaking, because I always had some issues with public speaking, but this was just a huge event for me. It was in front of 300 people, and I got extremely nervous because a couple weeks before I got extremely nervous. I was stressing out a little bit. But since then, I found out a couple ways to deal with it that works for me personally. And now I have a lot less issues when I ever have to deal with anything like this. Okay, so what exactly is stress? Stress is the excessive worry and fear about everyday situations. It's commonly referred to as having anxiety. But it's completely normal, and everyone has stress to a certain extent because it's just a completely normal human reaction. So as I mentioned, I used to have a couple issues with public speaking. I got nervous, I didn't really know what to say. I was always overthinking if I was gonna mess up. I was always nervous and overthinking about the worst case scenario. I just really didn't enjoy it, to say the least. But this one particular incident was when I had to give a speech for my Eagle Scout ceremony. And I had to speak in front of 300 people, which included parents, adults, kids, and just a lot of people. In weeks leading up to this, I typed my speech out. And weeks before I had to do this, I typed out my speech and I just got extremely nervous. I always got really tense and nervous when I was thinking about the situation. A tip that really helped me out was just practicing it over and over again. And the more practice I got, the more experience I had, which just really helped out. I know before I gave a couple practice speeches to like an audience of 15 or so, and that was a lot easier for me. And once I realized I could do it in front of 15 people, there's really no difference doing it in front of 300 people. So I definitely got a lot more confidence from that. And so the strategies I used for this particular instant was just being extremely well prepared. I kept practicing and practicing so I could gain confidence. I was really organized and had a really good structure. And I was thinking to myself, there was really no reason to get nervous about it. And I just stopped overthinking it. And eventually, when it came to the day where I had to do it, it went well and I had no issues. But what's the science and psychology behind stress? So when someone is stressed out, it's caused by a hormone imbalance. The main hormones that are released are adrenaline and cortisol. So adrenaline is a hormone released from the adrenal glands. And what this hormone does is kind of put your body in a fight or flight situation. So a couple things that might happen when you have an adrenaline rush is increasing rates of blood circulation, breathing, and your heart rate can go up. And all these little factors also cause stress and anxiety. And cortisol is another hormone released by the adrenal gland. And the thing about cortisol is it's important for helping your body to deal with stressful situations. However, when these cortisol levels are too high, this hormone can really hurt you because it can also cause high blood pressure. It can disrupt your sleep. It can negatively impact your mood. And these are the hormones that are released when you're stressed out. So now we scientifically know why people get stressed out. But what are different methods and ways to deal with it? So I just want to say it's not a one-size-fits-all type of thing. Different methods are going to work for different people and different problems. Not every problem is going to be fixed with one simple method. So for me, just practicing over and over again, not overthinking it, helped me out a lot. But a couple things you can try depending on what's stressing you out are like talking to people about the issue. So I guess therapy in a way. Making an actual list about what stresses you out so you can feel organized and manage your list. Because it's going to be a lot harder to deal with your stress if you're unorganized and all over the place and you can't even identify what's stressing you out. But for sure, I'd say talking to others, sharing your problems with other people and how you're feeling definitely helps out. Being organized so you can identify what your issues are is a pretty key factor as well. And for some people, like meditating or doing like breathing exercises can also help you out. But it's just a process. It might take a while to figure out what really helps you. But I think the first thing is identifying what stresses you out. So I pretty much covered how I used to be stressed out about public speaking, but over time, I've gotten a lot better with it. I gave a scientific explanation of how stress works and the psychology behind it, and hopefully gave some decent advice on different ways to cope with stress and deal with it. But of course, as I mentioned, it's going to be different for everyone. But I hope people that watched the podcast enjoyed it to some extent. And hopefully it wasn't terrible and turned out all right. I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is